What's going on, everybody? Paul Hickey here with nooffseason.com, and I've got my main man Gary from Hoops and Cards. This is the Basketball Card Strategy Show. Very, very happy to be talking basketball cards with my guy from Hoops and Cards podcast, Gary. What's up, man?
Hey, Paul. Hey, thanks for that great intro. It's awesome to be with you. I'm loving that the NBA season is like, it feels like it's already here because I see these highlights and so pumped. So it's great to be with you, man.
Yeah, for sure. So we're gonna go through a power-packed show today and probably give you guys maybe about 45 minutes of basketball card strategy and plays. Today we're gonna hit the Western Conference. So last week we did our Eastern Conference preview where we went through all 15 teams in the Eastern Conference, and we gave you a money play, which is more of like a slam dunk, pardon the pun. And then there's a sneaky play or sleeper play. So we're going to do that in the Western Conference. And this year there's 15 teams. LeBron James wants there to be a 16th team in the
Vegas,
Western
baby. Yeah.
Conference in
He's pretty
Vegas, and he
subtle
wants
about
to
it,
own that team. Yeah, I know,
right?
right?
As
Hey, that's my
usual.
style, man. I love it. Like, I like LeBron. I have nothing against LeBron. I know that, Cleveland and where you're from has more of
Yep.
a passion for LeBron. I like him. But this was maybe one of the my favorite things that he's ever done.
Oh,
I
really?
like that style where he's just like, "Hey, Adam, I want it. It's mine. Like, let's
Yeah.
go." Like, that's just my style, so I like that. And then before we get into the Western Conference, though, we had Victor versus Scoot a couple times this week. I saw the highlights of the first one. For those of you who may not be following, Victor Wembanyama is projected as far and away the number one overall pick in the 2023 NBA draft. So it'd be this upcoming NBA draft. He's 18 years old and he's basically 7'5" now, I think.
Yeah,
He,
yeah.
you know,
You see the
he,
pictures of him next to Rudy Gobert? I mean, he makes him look like a little kid next to him. It's
yeah, and
hilarious.
it's like a friend of mine texted me and was like, he looks like Manute Bol and Steph had a baby. I think he's more like watching the highlights of the first game against Scoot Henderson in the G League Ignite. I think he's more like a mix of Kevin Durant, Giannis, and Kobe.
Wow.
He just looks smooth, like wiry, but like smooth with the ball. So I don't know, Steph and Manute, whatever.
Yeah.
7'5". So Scoot Henderson's supposed to be the second overall pick, and then there's the Thompson twins that play in the Overtime Elite League, Asar and Amen Thompson. We're gonna talk about all of that in a future episode. Today, let's get into the Western Conference. So Gary and I are gonna fly through and give you some information and some data. Let's start. So last week with the East, we started at the top of the regular season standings and worked our way down. So we're going to do that again. Let's start with the Phoenix Suns, Gary. Who is your money play for the Phoenix Suns?
I think with each money play, I'll have to clarify if it's like quick money or
Yeah.
long-term money, safe
Okay.
money, or any of those things. But I have to go Devin Booker. I think that's an easy pick. Like a lot of stars right now, his cards are down because of the offseason. And Booker's especially harder to get his 2015 rookies than a lot of the 2019 and past that. So yeah, Devin Booker's an easy pick. I think the question with him is just going to be how far will they go in the playoffs, right? I mean, especially now with the Clippers back and some of these other teams loading up to challenge them and the Suns' failures, or it's not a failure to make the finals 2 years ago. It's just, man, they in the regular season they've looked like nobody can beat them, and then meltdowns. So
Yeah,
with Devin Booker.
that's a good point. I do think there's a little bit of drama in Phoenix this year. I don't know if that's a reason to completely fade them. But I'm, my Devin Booker's my money play in Phoenix as well. I think, and I'll define this as if you believe in the Suns and you want to have some fun and try to make some money using a Phoenix Suns player, Booker would be the guy. Across 378 of his cards, he's down 40% over the last 180 days. To Gary's point, his cards are down. Specifically, his 2015 Donruss base PSA 10. It's a pop 381, but
Wow,
it's
yeah.
so it's really low pop to your point too, Gary. It's down 67%. It's $103 right now. It was $316 just 6 months ago. So that's definitely, if you want to make money, I mean, the proof is in the data there. There's no guarantee it's going to go back up. But Devin Booker is the star there, and that would be the way to go. Who do you have as your sneaky play in Phoenix?
Answer number one to that is nobody. There's nobody that surprises me or that I think has like a breakout potential, you know, that I would say is worth investing in over other sneaky picks. But I would go with, because he's the third or fourth option on offense, and most people don't appreciate what he could do, it's Mikal Bridges or Michael Bridges, depending on how okay. you know, how you say his name, because he's an awesome player all around and people that follow basketball know him. Cards are still relatively cheap. And if anybody gets hurt on that team, guess who's going to have to step up and score more. So, but he's already proven that he's a core piece of their team moving forward.
That's a good one. And you're seeing everyone, Gary's knowledge of basketball, very, very knowledgeable. And that's a good call. I was looking at Cam Johnson just because of the Jay Crowder situation. Cam Johnson supposedly being elevated into the starting lineup to replace Jay Crowder. So he also is dealing with a minor finger injury. So it could be a good time to buy his cards across 299 cards, according to marketmoversapp.com. This is where I'm pulling all this data from. And if you want to get your first month for only $1 at marketmoversapp.com, use the promo code NOOFFSEASON. He's down 26% over the last 180 days. I'm not a huge proponent of going out and buying Cam Johnson cards, but if you do, his 2019 Select Concourse Silver Raw is only 99 cents. 6 months ago, it was $10, so that could be a nice bargain. Also, there's a 2019 Prism Red Ice PSA 10 with a pop of only 49. That's down 75%. It's only $21 right now, down from $80. So, like little bar, you know, like you can make money on basketball cards without spending a whole lot of money, and that's what I like.
I love getting the dollar deals. And I've been watching Cam Johnson for 2 years. He's the guy I would have said the last 2 years. And so maybe I have Cam fatigue. Like I've been waiting for this guy to break out. He's actually older than Bridges and older than most of his rookie class. So I love what you're saying though. If he gets the chance with Jay Crowder, if that move happens, then you're absolutely right. That's a pop.
Yeah. All right. So a couple of good flyers there, I think. We try to keep this narrow because there's a lot of possibilities in sports cards. And if you're going to go basketball cards, there's the 30 teams. Each team, really, you should kind of be looking at one, maybe two players on each team. I think that's kind of the reasoning for doing this. So next up is the Memphis Grizzlies. There should be no surprises with the money play, although maybe I'm wrong. Gary, who's your money play?
Hey, and real quick, we at Hoops and Cards, we just dropped an episode today, an interview with team scout Parrish Sharkey, who covers the Memphis Grizzlies on several blogs and on SBNation.com. So we go deeper dive into the Grizzlies. But I would say our first three questions with him were about Ja Morant. Like, obviously, one of the most exciting young players in the NBA. I think his cards have started to go back up because everybody knows him now and has seen that he is MVP caliber. If he could stay healthy for a full season, right? And I actually bought a few Ja rookies about 3 weeks ago, and they are ones at PSA right now. I can't wait till it switches from quality check one to ship, you know, get it back to me, baby. As a 10, baby. Yeah, so Ja Morant for sure.
Cool. All right, so before I give my Grizzlies money play, shout out to Chad Gill, audience member, says Chris Paul rookies are stupid cheap right now. You know, especially for a future Hall of Famer. Chad, thank you so much. We have an amazing audience here, and this is a perfect example of how we can sometimes overlook some things that our audience can point out. So I love that, Chad. Thanks for the contribution. I would agree. I didn't really even dig into Chris Paul. But I mean, if I had to revise my sneaky play for the Suns, I probably would rather have a Chris Paul card than a Cam Johnson card. So Chad might have saved me on this episode here. Love that. Keep the comments coming. Let us know what you think. And my play for the Grizzlies, money play, is also Ja. Across nearly 1,600 cards, he's actually down 20% over the last 180 days. So a lot of this is timing. That's why Gary and I wanted to have these episodes in the first week of October. So Eastern Conference last Friday. Western Conference today. Jaws 2019 Optic Holo Raw is down 68%. So you can get that for $81. It used to be $250 6 months ago. So a lot of this is timing. You know, attention is still on football. We wanted to do our NBA preview, Gary and I did, before any other sports card podcast really started digging into the NBA. So we want to try to keep you guys ahead of the game. I'm really excited about my Grizzlies sneaky play. Are you excited about yours? Because if you're not, I'm going to go first. But if you really want to go first, you can go. You have four.
Okay. I have four, but I want you to go first to see if we would pick the same one out of those four.
Since you have four, you can add more to what I'm going to say.
Kind of cheating.
I like last year's number one pick for the Grizzlies, Zaire Williams. I like him a lot. I like his game. I like his pedigree. I like what he showed me last year as a rookie out of high school. And GrizzlyBearBlues.com reports that he is on the rise this year and that he will be more on ball on offense. He's 6'9" and can play the guard positions and the wing positions. Across 73 cards, he's down 34% with volume increase of 175%. So again, that's kind of the combo that I look for. And here's the other thing I love about it. This is also what we talk about. Gary and I have talked about this a lot, is like when a new set of cards comes out, AKA Prism, wait for a few months before you buy in on the single side. So his 2021 Prism base raw rookie, which I believe released in late June, early July, is down 92%. So this is a perfect example. It's 99 cents right now, down from $12, and that's 42 sales, so it's pretty liquid. His 2021 Prism Purple Wave Raw, which is a little bit more desirable than just the base, is down 89%. So you can get that card for around $2, down from $20 where it was selling when the card first came out. So really like Zaire Williams. Curious to hear who your sneaky Grizzlies are.
And hey, I'm Paul. You mentioned GrizzlyBearBlues.com. That's Paris Sharkey's website.
Nice.
Way to go, for the Grizzlies.
Way to go,
yeah.
Gary.
Yeah, Grizzlies would have been, or sorry, Zaire would have been one of my four for sure. And now's a good time to get in on like a Contenders Optic Auto or a National Treasures RPA on him, because he is likely to have a game in the first 2 weeks of the regular season where everybody goes, wow, okay. Like, this kid makes five or six threes and he's back on everybody's radar. He's going to get a lot of playing time at the two and the three and the four. That's one of the nice things with his length. He is very versatile, very switchable. And yeah, just to see him take that next step in his sophomore season is going to be awesome. I don't know that they expect his ceiling to be as high as, say, Desmond Bane, who, you know, already proved that he could do it at this level. And I don't know that Desmond's sneaky to anybody anymore, but his was a name that I'm like, I don't know if people realize how crazy good he already is. He's been described as the Klay Thompson of Memphis's future, but the other guys I had were Jaren Jackson Jr. Again, who's been on my list for a few years. And if he gets back to health early on and can just get into the flow of the offense more than he did last year. And then they started a guy at the four the other night who basically Memphis loves. He was another first round pick of theirs. And you might've pulled his rookie card out of one of those hobby boxes or one of those mega boxes. And you're like, shoot, I didn't get Cade. I got Santi Aldama. Like, who is this guy? And you want a super sleeper. There he is. He had 21 points as a starter in their second preseason game alongside all the regulars, you know, Ja, Desmond Bane, Steven Adams, and Santi Aldama. So I started talking to the Memphis guys, like, who the heck is this guy? And they're like, well, we're just finding out too. Like, he's got good potential if he can hit those shots. So that's a lower end. You know, some of these rookies are good deals right now, you know.
Santi Aldama, short for Santiago, is from Spain. So
nice.
Recognize that guy. Yep. So love that. Did you have another Grizzly? Or was it Zaire?
It was Bane, Zaire, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Santi. That's okay, all I got. It. Yeah, right. I'm not saying Brandon Clark. I don't know what to ask from him. They said they can't keep him and Steven Adams on the floor at the same time because it clogs things up, and yet Clark is active. You know, he can still do stuff.
I think the Grizzlies could make it Western Conference Finals, even NBA Finals this year. I like, there's a few other teams I like in the West as well, but obviously Memphis is up there. I am bidding on Ziaire Williams raw prism cards, base and variation and silver actively right now. And that's the first card active bidding that I've done in a few months. So
how much are the silvers going for?
Silvers are going for, like, the buy it nows are around $20.
Okay.
And there's some auctions starting around 99 cents. So I'll let you know what they're actually going for. But the one I'm actually being very picky looking at, I'm spending time looking at the pictures on eBay.
Same.
And if it looks not centered, if it doesn't look perfectly centered, which is impossible to tell in a picture online anyway, but if it's clearly not centered horizontally or vertically, I'm just passing. Like, I'm not even touching it because my only play here is actually just to bulk submit everything at the $18 level at PSA.
I know, right?
And that's just hope so good. For as many tens as possible. So if it's not a, if it's clearly not going to be a 10 when I look at it online, like, I don't want it. So, because I don't believe in Ziaire that much to where he's going to take like a huge leap, but I believe that I can make money on his cards off of the hype of a PSA 10 on a prism, some kind of a prism card. So, all right, Golden State Warriors, who's your money play?
Steph Curry. No
Same
question.
Here.
Any nice Steph card from rookie year to now, like, get a nice card already graded or that you could grade. Yeah. No brainer.
Yeah, I would go with the 2009 Panini base 307 is down quite a bit in gem mint grades. For example, the BGS 95 is down 65%. So that was nearly a $400 card 6 months ago during the season, and now it is before the season is a $135 card. So I'm not one to mess around with non-rookies, I guess. Steph would be a guy that is a liquid non-rookie card player. But if you do that, just be educated on what you're getting. Like, make sure it's a number card or a parallel that's a desirable insert if it's not a rookie.
Like game-worn stuff from their championship years, game-worn stuff.
Yeah.
I would go for that.
That's a great point. What's interesting too is on the high end, some of you may have seen this because this is really like, I think, the same card only selling twice, but his 2009 National Treasures rookie patch auto out of 99 BGS 9 sold 6 months ago for nearly $300,000, $288,000. And it's sold more recently for $45,000. So that's down 84%.
Whoa.
Kind of inexplicably, to be honest. So who do you got for sneaky play in Golden State?
I'm going with, sometimes we pick these based on what the market is going to do, right? And not necessarily on who's the best breakout candidate on the court. I think the market is going to react to James Wiseman in the first month of the season. I think it already did after his first healthy preseason game, and he did pretty well. So James Wiseman is the guy I would go to for like a short-term flip card value-wise. The player I like more long-term is Moses Moody, and it's because he seems like he could be the next Jordan Poole. Some of this too, you start to learn that certain teams are great at picking and developing young talent. Golden State's one of them. And Moses Moody could be the next Jordan Poole, the way he shoots. That's what I'm looking at as a wing, as a guard that can shoot from anywhere and is in an environment that develops those guys and launches them into, looks like Jordan Poole's on his way to be an all-star. Anyway, Moses Moody would be my pick.
I like this because I like Moses Moody, but I also like my sneaky play and this guy who's not my sneaky play. Jonathan Kuminga is down 59% over the last 180 days, 60% over the last 90, 32% over the last 60, 9% over the last 30, 4% over the last 14. He's only up 1% over the last 7 days as the hype builds towards the season. So I really like, I like Kuminga over Moody, but I do like Moody. I do like Wiseman, but my super sleeper play is Jordan. Well, he's not super, hold on a second. This is not a super sleeper play. This is a sneaky play to make money because I think that he's obviously already broken out. He was a darling last year, made a lot of people a lot of money last year. I guess what I'm saying is I think you can still make sneaky money on Jordan Poole cards. Across 464 cards, he's still down 20% over the last 180 days. So, for example, his 2019 Prism Ruby Wave Raw is down 98%. The last sale of that card was $1. That's down from $58. So this is, you know, you don't have to go. This is kind of what I meant to say with my sneaky play in Golden State, not super sleeper, but you can make money on a championship team with an already kind of broken out superstar player who made money last year. You can continue to make money on Jordan Poole. You just have to buy the right card at the right time. So
you think that $1 sale was like a shill bid? Some friends, like you and I are talking and I'm like, hey, we work a trade or something. I'm like, I'll drop it to $1 for you, man. You know,
maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that sounds too good to be true.
Maybe. I mean, there's also the 2019 Optic Choice Raw is down 76%. So you can get that for $22, down from 95. So yeah, you just gotta look. You know, just when you're bidding, just make sure you're doing the right thing, and I think you'll be fine. Who you got for Dallas?
You mean the money play, Luka Doncic for sure. You probably know the latest stats on his cards, but his rookies have been way down, and I don't think he's the MVP this year. I mean, I'll wait and let the games play out, but. He certainly has a large load to carry in Dallas and has proven he can do it. I think if you think he's going to take Dallas to the Western Finals or to the Finals, then massive upside this year on his cards.
Yeah, I agree. It's just Luka, and more Luka. If you're going to look at any, I wouldn't. There's nobody else on Dallas that I would buy. So I'm passing on a sneaky play. I would take any money that I would put into Dallas and I would put it into Luka. He's
got
16% over the last 180 days. So
okay.
Yeah, who's your sneaky play?
My sneaky play for Dallas, I know that people know his name, Spencer Dinwiddie. And it's because of his last season he was in and out during the regular season, injuries, and that's partially how Jalen Brunson got so much playing time. But they brought Dinwiddie in to be the number two scorer alongside Luka, and he did great in the playoffs. He did great in April. And I think most people don't realize who he is and what he can do. So you got some bargains. I want to say it's his 2014 Prism rookie that is worth a look. So Spencer Dinwiddie, I'm not saying all-star, but I'm saying people will know what he's capable of doing after about a month.
I feel like you are picking guys that are in Pistons uniforms in their rookie cards, but never really.
Chris Middleton.
Like Chris Middleton last. Yeah. So Spencer Dinwiddie's 2014 cards are all Pistons uniforms. I love that. For those of you who don't listen to the show, I'm a Pistons fan. Gary is a Cavs fan. So we enjoy those references. All right. I'm going to make this easy in Utah. I've got nobody.
We could just pass on Utah.
I'm completely fading Utah.
Wait and see what trades they make, right? Because they could get some young talent that they actually want to play. But I think the preseason, they're showcasing Conley. They're showcasing Michael Beasley. And who's the other guy? Jordan Clarkson. They're trying to like show what these guys can do and get another pick.
What about Vanderbilt? Do you think they'll trade Vanderbilt too?
I think he's desirable. I think other teams would want him in a deal. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have some of his rookie cards just stashed away in a, time capsule because I think I probably got him out of the quarter box and he's a good rebounder, good young talent.
Yeah.
But yeah, part of me as a Cleveland guy wants to say Colin Sexton, like once the dust clears.
I thought maybe you would mention him.
Yeah. Once the dust clears, I think obviously he's capable of scoring 24 a game on a bad team. He's done that for a couple years in Cleveland. And I think he would do that for sure in Utah because he's got something to prove now. But they got to clear the veteran, collateral they've got still to trade.
Yeah, I just think they're pretty disgusting team on paper this year. We'll see. You got in Denver as your money play?
The Joker. The Joker, just underrated, two MVPs. Why aren't people more crazy about him? I know a lot of the hobby doesn't love centers, but his market and Embiid's similar. Like it's down like everybody else's market, but it's kind of stable, flows along with what the season flow is. And both those guys, Embiid and Joker, are going to go late in the playoffs. So I think they're solid. I just wouldn't expect to be able to flip it until May or June.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Now here's, I agree. I've got Joker as my guy, and I'll throw out a couple data and pieces of data, and then I'll throw out a tip. Across 176 cards, he's down 25% over the last 6 months, according to Market Movers. 2015 Donruss-based PSA 10 is only a pop 252. That's down 56%. You can get that for $250. His 2015 Prism base PSA 9 is a pop 1400. That's down 54%. You can get that for $100, and you can flip that for around 200 at the right time. Here's the thing. So I agree you can make money off Joker. I agree he's underrated from a card perspective. Here's another just tidbit. I was speaking to an audience member one-on-one the other day who told me that he was in Denver and he bought a high-end Joker card at the Denver card show. I'm going to give everyone out there a piece of advice. Do not buy a player that's a local hero at a card show in the town in which he or she is a local hero, because that will come with like a 20% premium on it, because the market is way stronger at that local card show for that player. Yep. What would make sense is if you go to a card show in Atlanta and buy a Joker card, get a little bit of a deal on a Joker card, and maybe you're going to Denver later in the year and want to sell it at the Denver card show, like, or sell it on eBay, right? Like, and that might sort of be like a Captain Obvious statement, but obviously not, though, because I think people are like, people are out there like for some reason buying like Milwaukee Bucks cards at card shows in Wisconsin. Like, don't do that. Mm-hmm. That you're just going to pay more for it. Who are your sleepers in Denver, sneaky plays in Denver? I kind of had a little slip there and said plays, cause I've got two of them.
I considered three, and I guess since Memphis was four, I could do this, but I want to say Bones Highland, because you know I like him a lot as for what he did last season. But they have brought in Ish Smith to run the offense some with the second team. I love his name, by the way. That's the best name in the league. A very unique name and a very common last name, Ish Smith. I like Michael Porter Jr. as a walking three-pointer, but my guy, if I had to pick one, is Jamal Murray. And some of that's just because of the insane upside he has. And I don't know if you saw what he did in the first preseason game and made this incredible fadeaway three and turned around and yelled at the crowd, "That's what I can do." Well, it's funny how guys promote themselves, but we maybe needed a reminder of what he can do, you know, and he's not a little kid anymore.
I like the Jamal Murray call. His 2016 Select Concourse Silver Raw's down 69%. You can get that for around $15. It used to be 50 6 months ago. Bones Highland is my guy, mainly because these 2021 Prism cards and Optic cards for the 2021-22 rookie class are down so much since it first released. Like, now is the time to buy them. So, for example, his base Prism is $1. It's down 93%. Used to be $15. His Optic base is down 90%. It's $1. It used to be $10. His Optic Hollow Raw is down 86%. It's $7. It used to be $52. Even his Contenders Rookie Ticket Auto is down 84%. It's $41. It used to be $250. So this is what happens after a set's released, several months after a new set's released, and then reasons to wait and reasons to buy at the right time, because these will go up. So we're going to keep it moving. We're about to hit three teams in a row. The next three teams we talk about are teams that I really think could contend to represent the West in the NBA Finals. Next up is the Minnesota Timberwolves. Gary, who's your money play in Minnesota?
Money play, everybody's answer right now is Anthony Edwards. And I think that was the answer maybe a month ago. And it's still a good answer. There's nothing wrong with that. I think as I've thought about Minnesota's season and the flow, I think the answer right now is Ant going into the All-Star game. I think the answer after that, and maybe this is a little bit conservative of me, but I like Karl Anthony Towns in the second half of the year as a potential flip in the Western Conference Finals. It'll be fascinating to see how they put it all together with Rudy Gobert and with a, you know, this is Anthony Edwards' team as far as scoring and the face of the franchise, but Kat is building a Hall of Fame resume, and these deep playoff runs the next few years will be a part of that. So I like Karl Anthony Towns. The other thing is the low pop counts.
The lights out too.
Yeah, the low pop counts on his are, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. So Ant's my answer. He's been in the top 3 to 5 overall in the Sports Card Investment Report for a long time. One card I would encourage everyone to check out is his 2020 Prism Photo Variation. That's just a lower pop count card, and it's actually down right now in PSA 9 quite a bit. So check that out. Kat's my sneaky play. He's got a 2016 Studio From Downtown is what it's called. Super short print raw is down quite a bit. And he also has the lower pop count on his 2015 rookies, like you said. So did you have another sneaky play in Minnesota?
One of my favorite sneaky plays is in Minnesota, and I don't want to tell anyone.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, my favorite sneaky play.
Go hoops and cards plus for that. Or?
Exactly. That's at the premium level, Paul. That is membership, like hoops plus. I absolutely love Jalen Noel. I do. And half of this is because of what Minnesota fans say about him, how they rave about him. And every time I've seen him play, whether it's been in a backup role or in very important minutes when D'Angelo Russell or Michael Beasley was out last season, he can play the point. He can play the two. He started the other night for them and had like 15 points in 11 minutes. He is just energy on the court. And he's added something to his game every offseason. And I've probably been a bit emboldened in this pick by the last couple of days. I've listened to at least one T-Wolves podcast and then another athletic podcast where they talked about breakout candidates for this season. And they all mentioned Jalen Noel and talked a bit about him. And I thought, all right, I'm going to get a little bit stronger on his cards, especially if D'Angelo Russell has his annual injury or he misses like 25 or 30 games. You'll see Jalen pop. He's ready. Yeah. And it's a contract year for him. So.
Everybody, learn from what Gary just said there. He's listening to podcasts from around the league as well as consuming articles from around the league, not necessarily always researching sports cards, but researching who do people who cover the league say are going to be the breakout candidates. That's what people who made money on Desmond Bane last year did. That's probably what people who made money on Tyrese Maxey did, all that stuff. So, we don't want to get into Maxey because he was last week and Gary made this Instagram post with like 8 billion of his raw awesome Maxey cards and made me very jealous.
Love Tyrese. Yep.
Okay, New Orleans Pelicans is my next team up to talk about. So, Gary, who do you got in New Orleans?
So, the money play is Zion.
Yep.
And I think he's still a short-term great potential flip. I think he's a full season, you know, good risk. Investment right now. Risk, okay. extremely risky. Oh, you guys know. Yeah. But I think he put some of that stuff to rest his very first time on the court. And I haven't put any money into him yet because it is a higher risk. You know, whatever you get Zion wise, it's going to cost more than Jalen Noel or a lot of these players, you know. But no, I do love and am intrigued by his upside. Right.
Yeah. Same here. I've got Zion. I have been on Zion for a long time, and what I've been saying the entire time since last year, and I'm going to stick to it, is sell after he's like Western Conference Player of the Month in November.
Yep.
Because that's going to happen. and then sell because, like, while he could play a full season and dominate and be in the MVP discussion, that's his upside. He could miss a lot of time, maybe even not with serious injuries, but just because. So, Yeah, we'll see. But I like Zion too. I like him more as a short-term flip. Selling him before December when the basketball card market goes down again. So, who's your sneaky play in New Orleans?
I feel like this is where I'm supposed to say Herb Jones or Jackson Hayes, but I really just want to say Brandon Ingram, because now having Zion back puts Brandon on the second page or third page, and he's not. Like, he can do everything on the court. He can run the offense, and he will. If they make the playoffs, it will be just as much or more because of Ingram and not because of Zion. So, and his cards are dirt cheap, like a lot of these guys are mentioning. So Brandon Ingram would be my safer sleeper and higher upside sleeper, but he shouldn't be anybody's sleeper. Yeah.
That is 100% what I have, and I could not agree with you more. I think it's this is Brandon Ingram's breakout year. Mm-hmm. Him and Zion are going to help each other out. They're going to each stay healthy. I mean, I don't know that, but I would like to think that that's going to happen. And if that does happen, I mean, Brandon Ingram is Kevin Durant upside.
Right? Yeah, and having Zion and CJ is just going to draw attention and defense away from Ingram, which is kind of the point.
Yep.
Now Ingram can beat anybody off the dribble.
And if you want to make sure that you're going to make money on Brandon Ingram, I'd go actually just simple. His 2016 Prism Base Raw is super cheap. You can get it for like $5. And then why not see if you want to grade it or flip it later? You know, it should, $5 should go up to 20 if he does what Gary and I think he could do, and why not? So
yeah, if you have any Ingrams you want to sell for $5, message me, Gary@hoopsandcards.com. I'm all for it. I want to see that there's no dimples on those cards, because 2016 prisms can be banged up, but I message me right away. Love it.
Yeah, and actually that's a good point. I mean, I give this data from Market Movers app, but like I haven't actually seen the eBay sold listing, so I don't really know if that $5 sale was a card that could gem, or if it was a card just in horrible condition, and that's why it's sold.
Probably
for
still a good deal, maybe.
Full disclosure, yeah, still a good deal, I think, and you could probably still flip it raw. So, LA Clippers, a lot to talk about with this team.
Mm-hmm. Money play, Kawhi Leonard, not rocket science. Is that who you got?
That's who I've got. He's down 22% over the last year. It's a little bit trickier buying his cards, although the 2012 Prism base PSA 10 is his rookie card for, like, that's his best rookie card for Panini. It doesn't say RC on it, which bothers me, but it is technically his rookie card. The PSA 8 is down 57%. Wow. So that you could flip and maybe get double your money. I think Kawhi is just the star, so that's who I would buy there for sure. And then do you have a sneaky play for the LA Clippers?
Longer term, my sneaky play for them is Brandon Boston Jr. That's longer term sneaky, super talented and young, and the kind of longer athletic body that Paul George has, and Kentucky product. So I like him. He went off in one or two games last season when he had all the shots he wanted. But my real pick is Amir Coffey, because he actually is getting the playing time now, and he actually does score, and he's not going to have his minutes reduced by the return of Kawhi or the addition of John Wall. He can play guard, he can play wing, and he makes a lot of shots. So that seems to move the meter for me on card values more than, you know, what Trey Mann did 3 years ago. Like, I see what Coffey's doing right now. So
yeah. I love when Gary goes deep. That's awesome. I kept it simple with Paul George. 2010 prestige base is down 80%, and you'd only spend about $3 to get one.
Oh,
and
man.
It could go to 15, 15 or 20. So it's not like a huge thing, but maybe safer. I don't know.
Paul, my local card shop has two Paul George Donruss rated rookies raw, and I think they're $10 each.
Okay.
Is that a crime? Like, just this regular Donruss rated rookie?
No.
2011? I feel like I should go buy, like, offer him 15 for the pair and come brag about it on your show next week.
I think you should, because here's the thing. Like, that was before Prism.
Right.
So, because Paul George's first Prism would have been in 2012, right? That was the first year of Prism.
Yep.
And Paul George's rookie year was 2010, if I'm getting this correct. So the Donruss rated rookie would have been 2010 to have the rated rookie on it, I believe.
They look almost gradable too. Like I would want to grade him.
So in a way, it's like his true Panini rookie with the best, most well-known brand. Because I would think, in terms of awareness towards a brand, Prism, and then right after that, the Donruss rated rookie brand is up there. Might not always be number two for everybody, but for that era of 2010, so I like that. Yeah, you should
all right.
Do that, and then if nothing else, it's good content. Let the audience know
how
that play went for you. So I've been known to make plays just for content's sake, so no shame in that. All right, so the next one's easy for me, San Antonio Spurs. I am also passing on the entire San Antonio Spurs team.
Paul, no. Say it ain't so, bro.
Completely passing. I know there's probably some young guys you want to talk about. Spurs. I think there's one guy that I think you're going to mention, which is fine. So I'll let you have the floor with the entire Spurs team here.
So money play. I love Keldon Johnson. Money play.
I had a feeling you were going to say him.
Everybody says he's going to average 22 a game this season. That's because it's true. I've traveled here from the future to tell you Keldon Johnson makes the All-Star team, 23-8.
Whoa,
and
All-Star team.
Unless they tank for Victor, which they, I don't know if the Spurs are that.
They can try to win, and I still think they might get Victor. That team just looks bad.
They do keep losing. Like, they keep sending talent away, right? DeRozan, bye. DeJounte, bye-bye. So no, I like Keldon Johnson a lot as a short-term flip and as a potential all-star this season. The guy I would say is sneaky. The popular sneaky pick is Devin Vassell. I do think he's got talent and upside. A lot of people like Josh Primo. I'm not sure why they like him so much. I think we've had that conversation. But Trey Jones for me is their starting point guard, and he's a safer sleeper, like 14.7 assists a game this season, I believe, and solid shooting. So cheap rookies.
Good stuff. LA Lakers. I don't think there's going to be many surprises with the money play, but maybe I'll be surprised. Who do you have as your money play?
LeBron James.
There it is.
That's not even close. Just any LeBrons you want to buy, make sure you get a good deal on it, that it's mint and gradable or already graded. Long-term.
Yes, upgrades. But I have one particular play because he is my money play. Let's as well. It. And my one particular play, I've been monitoring a lot of LeBron cards for several months now. He's the number one player on the Sports Card Investment Report at nooffseason.com. And you can save 20% on the premium version by using the promo code nooffseason. I would highly encourage you to do that. But the 2003 Ultra Base PSA 10 it's a pop 48. It's down 79%. So you can get that for around $900. And it's a $4,500 card a year ago. So
nice.
There's a lot of LeBron stuff that's down, but there's some that's way more down than others. And so, like, if you can't afford the Topps Chrome stuff or, the more liquid stuff, I think there's some Fleer 2003 stuff that's also, very desirable. I wouldn't go Upper Deck. I wouldn't say any LeBron James rookie. I would not, unless it's one of the SP Authentic autos.
Right.
I wouldn't buy anything by any of the Upper Deck like team set stuff that came out that year because there's way too much of that. I'm intrigued to hear how deep you might go with your sneaky play for the LA Lakers.
Well, that's one I would pass on. I mean, we could talk about Austin Reeves for a minute, but I don't. Do you have somebody in mind? Is it Russ because his reputation is beaten down and he's a Hall of Famer?
No, it's Anthony Davis, believe it or not.
Okay.
I don't love this, but I do think that people can make money on AD. He has some 2012 rookies that aren't horrible cards, and they're just down. They're just like they're down like 91%. Like he's down so much, and he's actually so dominant. Yes, he has the injury history. Yes, it's the same old, if he can stay healthy, if he stays healthy, blah, 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 blah. And it may not happen, so it's super risky. But you know, if he can stay healthy, if he can look
they've
like
got to make bubble, that trade, Paul. The they've got to deal their picks and get Miles Turner and Buddy Hield to surround LeBron and AD. Yeah. Yep, with some shooters and a defender like Miles Turner that can take the pressure off of AD. Because I'm thinking
it'll keep him on the court.
They don't need AD in January. They need AD in May. That's when they need a healthy, right? And that's when I think his values could explode.
So monitor that, like Gary just said, monitor that trade. And Gary's actually made a lot of good points on the show, like, and on Hoops and Cards, where it's like, it's not always about the direct players in a trade. It's about the ancillary effect.
The ripples.
And, you know, the ripple effect of a trade. And so AD would be a beneficiary of a trade like that. For sure, and probably is a beneficiary of the Pat Beverly acquisition as well. So, anyway, Sacramento Kings is up next. Do you have a money play in Sacramento?
Do I have to, Paul?
No, I can go.
I like De'Aaron Fox.
Okay,
I like him for a potential if he gets traded someday to another team. Like he's
That's good enough.
He could go on a stretch and average 28 a game for 2 months this season and nobody will care. Like
that's true.
It's Sacramento, but I do like it, his overall game and what he is as a player.
Well said. All right. So we're going to fly through the next few.
Oh, you're skipping Sacramento after that?
No. I've got Davion Mitchell. I want to talk about because he falls in line with this theme. So the theme of this show is not necessarily the Western Conference. It's more of the fact that the 2021 optics and prisms for the rookies are down so much because of the timing of this. It's early October. It's several months after the releases of these cards. And it's before the initial pop-off hype of the basketball season. So it's about the timing of Davion Mitchell cards. His 2021 Optic Holo Raw is down 91%. His 2021 Prism Base Raw is down 90%. Prism Ice Raw is down 90%. And the Prism Ruby Wave Raw is down 82%. And these are multiple sales of these cards. Like you might be like, oh, well, these are like 2 sales. No, 11 sales, 126 sales, 68 sales, 16 sales. So Davion Mitchell is a buy low right now. We could talk about Domantas Sabonis, but I don't really think there's anything there from a card standpoint. I'll let you spend some more time on Portland. And then we'll go. We got Portland, OKC, and Houston to round out the show.
All right. So Portland, I think they're going to be a fun team to watch, adding Jeremy Grant and actually playing their talented players this season because Dame is back and he's committed to the team. I like several guys here. I think Lillard is the obvious money play, assuming that he shows he's the Damian Lillard we all remember. But I considered Anthony Simons for the money play, and I consider him for the sleeper play. I think he will get his chances to show again what he can do like last season. And even just long term, I don't know if he's anybody's sidekick. It seems like he needs to run the offense and be the guy to really flourish. So we'll see.
Yeah, I got Lillard as the money play, Simons as the sneaky play. Not that Simons is sneaky by any means. Please don't troll me, everyone, on that. But his 2018 Prism Silver Raw is down 25%. So I would like that play. Lillard, I think, has huge upside for a lot of people that buy him at the right time. So,
Hall of Famer, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, OKC, who's your money play?
OKC, Josh Hart just texted me and said, don't forget to mention me in Portland. OKC, I love Shea Gilgeous-Alexander as a money play and Trey Mann as the sneaky play. And there's 10 other guys that come to mind, but those two stand out to me.
Yeah, those are mine as well. And actually, I want to throw in one little nugget here. Chet Holmgren, whoever bought this 2022 Bowman Chrome University auto gold refractor out of 50 for only $232 earlier this week is a genius. I think that is actually a highly investable card. It's going to be a while before we see investable Chet cards in pro uniforms, and it's going to be a while before anyone wants to spend real money on Chet. And so I think like buying Chet now, if it's one of these Bowman U cards, let me know what you guys think in the comments. I'm actually starting to get really high on this. I'm going to add a lot of these types of cards to nooffseason.com early next week. So be sure to check that out. So Chet is actually my real sneaky play because I knew you were going to say Trey Mann, so I needed to be prepared for something else. All right, Houston Rockets. I've only got one guy. I'm just going to go for the sake of time, and then you can add whatever you want for Houston. Jalen Green. Again, this is the theme of the show, 2021 rookies. Their cards are just down, and he's the number two overall pick. Across 163 cards over the last 6 months, he's down 50%, and volume is up 71%. So look out for just his 2021 Prism Base Raw is super cheap. And hey, we know that the base Prism is not the most investable card, but you can make money when you buy at the right time. So that's my take on Houston.
I've been watching the prices on Jalen Green's silvers too, hoping one will fall into a awesome deal price range and look centered enough that I can get graded. I like him. I would just add Kevin Porter Jr. Alongside him as a consideration. If they unleash those two and their new found Jabari Smith, Alperen Sengun, like they got a new lineup, but Kevin Porter Jr. Alongside Jalen Green, they had an amazing March and April of last year, both of them. Kevin Porter Jr. won my fantasy league for me and averaged 25 a night for the last 3 weeks. So he's still got something in the tank, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. If Houston can be more relevant, I think that could be a good that could be a good sleeper play. Gary, is there anything else you want to add on today's show before we sign off?
Oh, we went through the West already.
Yeah, we're done.
It is time. Okay. Out of all the Western Conference, any guys that you're like, hey, if I had to pick one or two, for me, the bargain guy is Jalen Noel. And I didn't say much about Trey Mann, but those two guys seem to be the types of players Gary likes that I probably because I've seen Darius Garland and Tyrese Maxey and Desmond Bane be guys that are confident enough to shoot the ball and do really well as, you know, their first or second year earning more playing time. So Anfernee Simons, same deal. So those are the guys I'm leaning towards, maybe to a fault, because they get shots and they get opportunities. Now, if there's any injuries or trades, I like what you said earlier, there's going to be ripple effects that often aren't tied to the guys in the deal. They're tied to the guys on the teams in the deal, you know, freeing up more playing time. So like you said, Cam Johnson, if Jay Crowder's gone, there's a lot of, you know, lot to be determined in leading up to the season and then at the trade deadline.
Yeah, so those are great points. And then there's also the ones that we've talked about too, the LeBrons, the Anthony Edwards, the Ja Morant. So we try to hit, you know, Kawhi. We try to hit a little bit of everything in our Western Conference preview show today. Hopefully you all enjoyed it. Gary, I thoroughly enjoy creating content with you, my friend.
It's fun, man. Thank you.
I highly encourage everyone to go check out Hoops and Cards podcast, Hoops Plus, hoopsandcards.com. Everybody, I'm Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com. Would love if you check out the Sports Card Investment Report at nooffseason.com. If you want to get it free for a year, you can email me at paul@nooffseason.com to find out how. Everybody, thanks so much for watching and listening to the Basketball Card Strategy Show. This has been episode 8. Everybody, thanks so much and have a great day. And if Kendall were here, which you will be on Tuesday, we're doing the Sports Card Strategy Show Tuesday because I have a conflict Monday morning. So we're going to be doing it live on Tuesday.
Nice.
Everybody tune in. And Kendall would say, cue the rock.